Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money at
Menards. Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Hello and welcome to the White Noise Podcast, episode 40, Valentine's Special.
Ooh.
What are you doing, Grandad? Have you got dementia or something?
I think I'm on this telly.
What, the movie? Who's in the movie?
Almost screen's as big as my telly.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, fuck off.
Max.
Bleep that.
Say it again then if we're bleeping it.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Don't be
You fucking idiot, mate.
Fucking idiot.
Me?
Yeah.
Why am I the
bringing
idiot?
Bringing up a small screen this early.
Oh,
you know you're
going
to get that sort of reaction.
I was speaking to Callum, to be fair.
Oh, fucking right. Idiots. Yeah, sorry, you're dressed like Elton John as well. Do you want to be sexy?
Oh, yeah, boy.
It's working.
Yes.
Elton John, I saw a video. He snaps at paparazzi. Then he goes, I'm blind. I don't see Stevie Wonder doing that. And he doesn't see it either. I don't see Stevie Wonder doing that.
He says, I'm what? He said he was blind.
He was really rude. And then he went, I'm blind.
What, as if that...
I would have done that.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, no worries, mate.
That's part of my new alter ego, isn't it, that I'm starting, of being
blind.
What's your first ego?
Being a
I haven't
blind
seen
man.
The first ego.
Just sort of nervous.
Okay.
Boy.
Nervous boy.
That's your alter ego, a nervous boy.
No, that's
boy.
My, that's my
by
ego.
By day, nervous he's boy. Callard Gale. By night, he's a nervous boy.
Nervous boy to Elton John is very much good cop, bad cop.
Yeah,
you're going both
of.
Ends of the spectrum there.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking of. So then in the alter ego, I am a mega pop star,
but
diva.
Elton John has an alter ego where it's Reg Dwight, which is just himself. So are you going to have Reg Dwight as well?
It's like when I watch Inception.
Oh, no, it does go quite
or Split.
Deep.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that. But no, I won't be
parents.
Reg. I won't be Reg. Split.
So you're going to be Elton John, you're not going to be Reg?
No. That's just a normal bloke, isn't it? Reg,
yeah,
surely.
It's true. Right. It's true.
Do you reckon there's anyone out there say, I'm not going to be Elton John?
I'm
going to be Reg.
I'd
I
like
this
Reg.
Guy. You like to be Reg?
He's got the talent, but he's not all about the fame.
Oh,
speaking
yeah.
of, well, not that. It's Ethan James.
Hello, everyone. Yes.
Desperate for fame.
EJ.
Lacking in talent.
EJ.
Yes. Thank you. That's why I came here.
That's a producer for you.
Yeah, to just try and get my voice. Yeah, well, I guess so. That's pretty, it's kind of why you do it, aren't you? Because you want to be close enough to the action, but you're not quite funny enough to quite get yourself there.
No, you are funny. No. It's the appearance.
Oh, yeah. I've
the 41-year-old man sort of look.
Yeah, it puts us all off.
Yeah, I've been told this, Max, a few times.
Like, why would I be hanging out with a 41-year-old? I mean, I'm young, I'm hit, I'm kind of cool.
So yeah. Cool.
You've been
you,
hanging
mate.
Out with one, though, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. that's the sort of producer comment where we go, we didn't need that at that point.
Avoid that. Also,
we
that's not a crime, it's kind of good.
What? Was it good?
Yeah, you know, I'm into DILFs, I guess.
Yeah, what's Elton got to say?
I'm okay with it.
Only okay with it? Fucking hell, Elton.
Elton approves.
Yeah, Elton approves. What, is he
so you're the this is you as a flamboyant man.
You're a mess, Elton.
What's this nervous boy like if Elton just...
Is Elton with a younger man?
If I risk being too Elton, it's going to be offensive, surely.
No,
surely. Not at all. You can be as...
I haven't even introduced who's on? I'm joined by Munt Smith.
Hello,
Munty.
Everyone.
Love is Munty. In the air.
It's Munt Mondays.
And so are flies.
Say hi to your family.
Ryan Locke.
Hey, Rhino.
Rhino lover.
True.
I'm a rhino lover.
Oh, sorry.
What did you hear?
Rhino lover.
Yeah.
That's sad, that really.
That I've got no lover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I get it now, yeah. And Khaled Gale.
I need a chant.
Well, this is the wind gale, but I've just realised it's a bit like there's a what's it called?
Yeah, tumbleweed.
Like tumbleweed. Yeah, yes.
Don't need that.
But the tumbleweed is blown by a gale.
Or a tumbler filled with weed. Dave, I thought I'd empty my pockets. Give me anyone. Give me anyone.
It's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great.
That's loud and right.
What have you been up to, Khaled?
Good question, Ray Ray.
We went and played a bit of darts, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Thanks for the invite.
You were invited.
I know, thank you.
Yeah, all right. Just check in. It was an open invite.
Ethan didn't even respond.
Don't know where Ethan was. Ethan was invited.
I'm not very good with all the group chats and things. I've got hundreds and hundreds.
Can we kick him out of the group? Yeah.
That seems a bit
harsh. Because we've had a couple of invites where he's not responded.
I haven't got the time to be messaging
but it,
you directly.
But it sounds like you don't even want to be in it if you've got hundreds and hundreds.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind making a...
340 WhatsApp.
What?
Unread. That's too many.
It's what? I can't keep up
How?
With it all. I'm struggling with life.
How are you even in that many groups? I don't even know that many people.
I know.
340?
I know, it's a bit bananas, isn't it?
What's your favourite one?
Definitely that
Could
one
you
that
just
we're
pick
in.
A random message and just read it to us, please?
I've got
Stephen Tries removes you is the lit.
Does that come up for everyone or just Ethan?
I'm on aeroplane.
I'm on aeroplane. Professional.
It's not come up for me.
No. Well, I won't address it then if it's only us that see it.
It's a tricky start of the podcast for old Ethan, isn't it?
It could start a bit of drama for people.
I just think in the group chat you need people who are talking, but if you're not even looking, what are you going to miss?
A bloody great evening.
Once I get past this tricky period, Khaled, I'm going to be diving.
Hey, women
in
deal
there.
With that every month, punk.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Sorry, hey, this is for women.
Do you think women? Do you think women are ignoring my messages?
Are you sending many messages to women?
They don't reply. Mother, stop menstruating. This hope.
Is that good? You stopped.
Yes.
Well done.
It's the cycle of the women's eggs. They die off at one point for good.
Oh, I've not kept up with my women's eggs education, I guess.
Education,
yeah, that's good. Yeah, I should have said that. I'm an idiot.
What a podcast.
I think I should get kicked out of the group for that.
No, I can't kick you out.
No, you can't. He's got no admin powers.
Yeah.
From the makers of Austin Powers. Yes. You're out. You're out, baby. me when I was born. Why am I saying that? anyway, Khaled, have you been?
Yeah, been good. Played darts recently.
Ah, boring.
Cheers for the invite.
Ethan, why didn't you go?
Oh, I don't really check group chats. So
check it now.
All right, so Stephen Tries has removed you.
Stephen Tries?
Yeah.
Does it actually say Stephen Tries has removed you?
Well, I had him as Stephen Tries originally before I knew you was...
Just change the boss.
I don't really want to do that anymore. kind of lost that respect a little bit, you know, the whole...
Colonel Boss, sir, is all I ask.
Yeah, sorry, Boss, sir.
Thank you.
Colonel. So I played darts recently.
Yes.
Well done.
So, yeah, we all went and played a bit of darts, didn't we? Yeah, that was good fun.
Well, not all of us.
No.
You had a solid core, though.
Yeah, I had a good group. There was, you know, some big, big names missing. But that happens. You can't get everyone.
Yeah. Max isn't a big name. It's three letters. Tom isn't a big name. It's three letters.
True. Tom didn't go.
No.
I had an excuse because I had a job and I had work. What was Tom's excuse?
Well, Tom was...
Was he sucking a rib?
So, actually, I have got a bit of a bone to pick with Tom.
And it wasn't a school night either, was it?
No, it wasn't. So I put it in a group chat with a very public forum for everyone to say yes or no.
Yeah. Or to blank if...
Yeah,
if
or to blank.
Yeah,
you know, free will.
That. Tom then messaged me privately saying, yeah, I might come.
What
I
an
thought,
ick.
Why are you hiding this
What's
from everyone
the point?
Else? Why do you want to make some sort of guest
Who's
surprise?
Who's he trying to impress? Yeah.
What does he want? Everyone to go, oh my God, Tom's here. He's shown up. Ruined my big day? No.
Oh, was it your birthday?
No, it wasn't. Well, it's just before my birthday will have happened. My birthday's happened.
Happy birthday, Khaled.
Yeah, I had a birthday. Guys, write in the chat. Have a great birthday, Khaled.
29?
29, well remembered,
You're getting old, mate.
I remembered it from Friday.
Not getting old, boy. Getting younger.
Last year of your 20s, is there anything you're hoping to do?
It'd be nice to stay alive, really. You know,
keep going.
That's good, man. What else would I like to do?
Give you some insight. Ethan, what did you do 12 years ago for your 29th?
There's this confusion
going on. Are you a Brazilian footballer?
That's good stuff.
Thank you, boss.
Sorry, boss. 12 years ago would have been 14, actually. So you're wrong about that. Yeah. So just the kids. Yeah, very spotty. called Spot Beard at school because it doesn't. This Khaled house. Yeah, sorry.
Ethan. You can't. You Ethan. Yeah. Mine was called Pizza Face.
I was called Pizza Face because of the spots. Yeah.
Oh,
nice. I had to go on Accutane.
I did Accutane as well.
Yeah. Still dry.
I was called Fatty. Day. Didn't have spots.
Your baby would have so many spots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a spotty baby.
Your baby would be an advert for late abortion.
Late abortion.
Can you abort a 14-year-old baby?
He looks 41.
Oh, thank you, Taylor. I thought you said a bullet.
You popped those spots yet? I popped his head.
Popped so, one very big spot.
Quite a bit of pus, not of blood.
He looks better though. Fucking hell.
So darts.
Yeah, can I ask? Was it like flight club?
Like a flight club type thing. Yeah. So we went there. I was thinking it's fun. It's fun watching people throw darts, like because Ormrod throws them. Like they're really hot, he'd sort of get them. He wasn't bad, but he'd get them and just sort of like it was.
But he
hurt
was
him.
Bad.
Yeah,
that
he
was the
bad.
Thing that was annoying. Yeah, because you watch him and he's got a horrific technique.
Yeah,
but he kept doing well. That was really frustrating. Mm. And the worst part was,
yeah.
So he'd throw the darts, and if he did well, as he's walking up to the board, he then claps himself really aggressively.
Oh,
he
goes, so like, Ormrod.
He goes,
yeah, to try and get us all to join in.
And I don't think he wants anyone else to join in. I think it's just for him.
It was literally like
you guys are blanked out. If he can't see you,
yeah.
And my head, every time, I think Caleb was the same, every time he did it, it was just like...
Yeah, it kind of really ruined the vibe.
It's funny how prideful Ormrod is.
It was
to like a crazy degree.
The thing is, if that's anyone else, that's like a bit. That's like you're doing something. To get, but with Ormrod, it was really like a... Well done, mate. Yeah.
Well, you couldn't see his face because he was walking away. He definitely was just going, you've got him.
Another brilliant.
But no, he would say quite loudly. He'd be praising himself. And the problem was he was doing well, so he's on this leaderboard thing.
Yeah.
He's near the top, so you constantly go, I can't let him win.
Yeah.
Did you let him win?
No. But Ryan somehow, Cameron left around halfway through. On 5 points.
Had a tucker in, yeah?
Yeah. And then at the end of the night, we checked the leaderboard, Ryan was on 3 or 4 points.
Yeah, 3, I think, yeah.
So we had an extra hour.
It weren't great. It's, darts isn't... I'm not a master of darts.
None of us are.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know what it is. I feel like, you know, it's one of them, like, bowl... Because I started off all right.
No.
No?
I don't think you did, Ryan.
I had a staff party on Sunday and I just played darts for another 2 hours as well.
Just not letting anyone go.
Got to practice. Be better next year.
My favourite part, obviously, it was celebrating your birthday.
Thank you.
But when you get to do the name and picture. So I did Ryan's when he wasn't looking.
Yeah.
And used an old picture of him with you, but it was just a bit of Ryan.
Okay.
Put his name as unemployed.
Yeah. That was good when it showed up on the big screen.
Somebody died or lost, it just come up with his picture unemployed and then like a slash going through it. And you just hear Ryan going, I'm not unemployed! I just have less hours!
I'm not unemployed!
It's the cube router!
Yeah. Here's proof I'm not unemployed.
Wednesday the 27th of April, 4 hour shift.
Someone got fired from the Cube for talking about the company on social media.
What are they saying?
I mean, they were saying they
good
were
job you don't talk.
Hit a customer over the head with a club or something. But yeah.
Sorry.
They were saying they had a kind of day where they want to hit a customer with a club.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that not one of the games in the Cube?
Hitting on a customer in the club? Should be. Don't they mean the Cube?
Is this not you technically talking about the Cube on... on media.
Technically, yeah.
But can they fire you if you don't work there?
I do work there.
What are they going to do? Take your one shift a week away from you?
Yeah, they
but
can,
they
actually.
Also, they did they use can. You to promote the Cube. So they're happy to exploit their staff.
Yeah.
They used me as well, Ryan, without my consent.
Yeah, did they?
Yeah, but I've told you this. I tried to blag free tickets, and I ended up having to pay for you.
Oh, yeah.
What's this?
Yeah.
So the Cube were using it. They had an ad running where it was the picture of the Sidemen when they did the Cube.
Yeah.
But of course I was there.
Yes, you were.
Because they had a load of people with COVID, so I had to go on. I said, Ryan, they're using my picture to advertise. I didn't say they could. let's get a, yes. another arrangement going on where I can go for free. Nothing happened. I had to pay for Ryan to play.
You couldn't even get a free game in your own workplace.
At that point, no.
He got a free drink. The rest of us went dry. Yeah.
I can get free tickets now, but at that point, no. It was too...
I wish you'd mentioned that before. I was trying to organise my birthday so that we could have maybe got a free game.
I won't say it, but... Shit, mate. Ryan wins.
I've actually played it with you and you did win.
Mm. Yeah, because he knows all the tricks.
Joe was annoying. Yeah. Was it us two... Dave Tony? And Tony Wright. And him and Dave, who have both worked there previously on a team together, apparently there's no way that they could change that. So they were like, oh yeah, we know how to do this one. Mm. Me and Tony, bless our kind souls, we're just trying our best in there.
But they had to speak to each other. So yeah, would you rather speak to them two or Tony?
Yeah. Tony was, we had some good laughs. And some good
talks. Funny guy, Tony.
He's a great guy.
If a friend from school, you know, bumped into you, was that, Khaled, is that you? You're next to Tony rather than...
Yeah. Yeah,
next
point.
To two guys that worked at the Cube. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Ryan worked at the Cube.
Yeah, I work at the Cube.
Oh, sorry.
Still there.
They're still giving me shifts, yeah?
My 1 a week
I imagine you turn up on a Sunday and go, what are you doing here? Oh, I've just booked in later on. Just milling around.
Hoping someone phones in sick. Yeah.
Guys, got any work that he's doing?
I've cleaned the toilets.
It was you that made the mess in the first place.
Come in the sink.
Oh, yes. I didn't.
Is that one of the games?
I've never spun to the sink.
We need one of the runners to try out this new game I've made.
Does my mouth look like a sink? No, Phil.
He just painted his face white and it's just...
Written Armitage Shanks on his forehead. Armitage Wanks, what's this?
Those are the cube, not the pube.
I would like to simplify, please.
Right.
What does that mean?
No, it's a bit.
Just makes it easier.
Surely they can sack you for that. Well, actually, Dave has had a perm.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, right. So the pictures that he's put up, he's got a perm, and then he's got like five little sort of weird tendrils that are just on his forehead.
Yeah.
What's going on there? Was that just a mistake?
No, so he was told over the next few weeks it's going to, I don't know, level out all a bit. Level out, that's probably not the word.
They've not built a house.
The foundations will sort themselves out.
When I got there, Cameron was outside. And have you seen Dave's hair? And I was like, no, I'm a little bit worried that I'll laugh or something because, you know, it's a new style.
Yeah.
And he went, oh, don't worry, I've been taking the piss. And then Dave came out and Cameron proceeded to take the piss, which really took the edge off.
Yeah, that's nice. That's good.
But yeah, Dave was... So they were getting... We got a free round of shots.
Yeah.
Really nice. Thank you. What was that? Gasworks?
Gasworks, yeah, the staff.
Bunny Jackson's great place.
This wasn't Bunny Jackson's. Dave came out and went, oh... I went to shake the hand of the guy at the bar who'd been giving us free drinks and he just lined up some shots. I thought he was going to say he'd line them up for us and we were going, but Dave knocked them over. So, oh, fucking hell, Dave. You idiot.
So these people who'd been giving us shots and just heard drinks.
Yeah. The worst thing is, then Dave's tipped upside down and mopped up. Oh, Jay, it's not that bad, Dave. Hey guys, are you hungry for more?
I know I am.
You're not though, the Manjaro.
Yeah, but I thought you meant great chat.
For more great chat, you can find us over on Patreon at the White Noise Poddy. We've got weekly episodes that go out on there uncensored.
And no bleeping at all.
So this won't be bleeped.
Me and my father used to into the and for fish.
That's disgusting.
I need to let the people know. In fact, my dad messaged me this morning and said...
Let the police know, first and foremost. Bonus weekly episodes, bonus videos.
What?
And you also get to watch all of our specials. I drank my own wee-wee.
Yes, that was really
you
nice.
You did that on the boat, didn't you?
Not mine.
£3 a month. Smith, you been up to anything wild?
No, not really. A lot of grieving. But we'll brush past that.
Yeah, Valentine's special, man. Love to grieve. Are these flowers for me? They're for a grave.
I'll take them. The only thing I can report on is I need a new... Oh, I've got two things. I've got a max weight and I've got a bit of news about my office chair.
Okay, let's hit the office chair first.
Office chair. Sat on it the other day, leant back on it, watching some TV.
Yeah.
Wheel snapped. Fly backwards, whack my head on the my cupboard.
Oh no!
And my like 200-300 pound bloody chair is broken.
Oh,
awful stuff!
It's not in like in the warranty.
No, I got it like 5 years ago, so I'm not too overly fussed. But I'm looking at new chairs now, and good chairs are expensive, man. However, I was like,
is that what you're grieving your chair?
Funeral's next week. Like you to be there if you want.
I'll give it a miss, sorry.
Max weight for this week. I was 22 something.
But you all were at one point.
That's true, yeah. I had 21-1.
Well done.
Today.
Well done, mate.
21.
It's good. So,
21 again.
Entering your 20s soon.
Yeah, like Cameron. that's something in common with him. We'll see how things go.
Nice.
That's my week. My week's not been that interesting.
Right, what have you been doing?
I have been looking for jobs.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs. Had an interview for a Tesco delivery driver the other day.
Oh yeah.
Turns out it was
your delivery's never been good.
Nice. My food delivery might be though.
When you're given
You
didn't get it?
No. Well, it turned out it was only a temporary thing for like
it'll be a job
a
temporary right now,
half.
Isn't it?
Yeah, but I don't want to...
Sorry, it was for an hour and a half?
A month and a half.
Oh.
An hour and a half would be funny.
That is temporary.
Just 1 hour and 30 minutes.
The rules.
Am I a drug mule?
I've only just finished loading van.
So you're an hour and a half to load the van?
Yeah, there's a lot of tomatoes.
You're not cut out for this, mate.
A lot of tomatoes.
A lot of tomatoes.
Where's my 50 bushels of tomatoes?
So if anyone's got any jobs going?
Yeah, write it in the comments.
Is this all you're using this for?
No.
Well, someone said about you doing a video message, so you could look to do Cameo.
I have signed up. I've got my account.
It?
Yeah.
Well done.
The Rhino is on Cameo.
So we can put your link in the description?
You can put the link in the description.
Oh, yeah. Ryan's Cameo.
Can we act out some Cameo requests?
Brilliant.
Yes. Of course.
I don't want to give away too much. Let's give one taster.
Okay.
Do you want to go, Khaled? A birthday message for Khaled?
Yes, it's my birthday. I'd love a birthday message from my favourite star of the White Noise podcast, the Rhino.
Oh, so you're paying for your own birthday message. That's a bit
sad. It's impressive, isn't it?
Happy Valentine's.
A Valentine's message, yeah.
But make it sexy.
I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Do it for my hot hunk producer boyfriend. He's a real dish.
Well, producer.
No, oh, he's a producer. I'd love to wank him off on the bus.
So you're... All right. God, I need to practice for this. Hiya, mate. How's the wanking going?
Don't go breaking my heart.
I'm not ready.
Don't
know. Panic. You
don't
have to panic. You know, easy.
He's already forgot his message. Hiya, mate. Hope you're not on the bus. Otherwise...
I don't know if this is a good advert for your thriving Cameo business.
I don't think it is at all. So
this is literally your first Cameo.
Yeah, but
and you can't get the words out.
Yeah, but I'd do a bit of rehearsal beforehand, wouldn't I?
Would you?
Well,
they want
clearly
fresh
I'll
Rhino.
Have to. Yeah. All right then.
You got it, Ryan.
Okay. Can you really quickly?
Okay. Right, new one. Right, Ryan.
Yeah.
My friend has recently lost his chair. He's a bit upset about it. Could you maybe try and cheer him up? Do a few jokes. Maybe chair-based.
And he wouldn't mind being wanked off on a bus either.
He wouldn't.
I just want to say I am so, so sorry to hear about what happened to your chair. If I ever see you on a bus... Now, you can replace the chair... I think that you probably should. Don't grieve too much on it. Just move on. Get a new chair really quickly. Move on.
I think you need to move on, Ryan.
Can I have £4.50, please, now?
I don't think you request it in the video.
when was the chair based jokes?
Sat there waiting for the pain. Yeah, well,
I'm not going to think about.
I've got my banking app up now. I'll just whenever you're ready.
Yeah, who's stealing money detail. From me? Who's hacked my account? No. I actually think we should cut all of this because this is not doing
to save yourself and any potential buyers.
Yeah.
Wasn't the best advert, Ryan.
Yeah, but once again, I probably won't just, you know, wing it.
Well, you're not the king of improv then, are you?
Well, when it's something that, like
you're
that...
You're not the king of improv.
I so am the king of improv.
Ooh.
Mate, Max wipes the floor with you.
I could do a cameo like that, mate.
Yeah, well, the difference... That's the difference to you and me then, isn't it?
Yeah, he's the king of improv.
How much would someone have to pay to see your ass in a cameo? Asking for a friend.
Six quid.
It's cheap.
I have a wallet. That's cheap.
Are we talking in pants?
Oh, do you want it without my pants?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh,
what
right.
if you open Seven? It like it's doing the cameo?
Yes, that'll be good.
I think
good. I'm having a bad hair day. No, not for
Ryan. I think the sort of the classic thing in. It's sort of, you know, rap videos was saying it's so big you can see it from the front.
Yeah.
Maybe you could try and prove that you've got a big ass.
Yeah.
So take your pants off from the front and I'll see if I can see your bum.
Okay.
That's what I'd do. And I'd pay you a tenner for that.
Right.
That's more than seven.
You don't even that have to prepare a message. I just want to see that.
Okay. Sure.
Deal?
Sure.
Slide it in
what
here, please.
What are you doing?
That's mad.
You've got that on camera?
Yeah.
You've got to get your cock and balls out on
it. Yeah, you don't want your cameo reputation.
You've seen me cock and balls.
I've only seen your penis.
Yeah.
I never saw your balls.
That'd be exciting for
all night. For all I know, it's just ball.
Or multiple balls.
The Epstein files have come out. I was saying today, I feel like what would really unite the country, maybe everyone.
The world.
Is if we just hung Andrew.
Hung Andrew.
It's about time. What, has he got a big...
Don't not.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
I don't think you've got a big dick, you fucking kids. Hey?
We can hang him from his penis.
But no, again. I mean, he's getting off to that, isn't he?
Tie a little noose around his penis.
Tie a little moose around it.
Yeah.
Not chocolate.
Yeah, that would attract them.
Yeah, of course, yeah. And bees.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, bees it would be okay, maybe. Yeah.
So we're covering his penis in chocolate mousse to attract bees.
He's going to have a nature reserve around his penis.
That's an execution.
Yeah.
have we got bees on site, or are we just hoping that they catch the scent downwind?
We've not tried it yet.
No, we haven't, to be fair.
And then let's see if we all feel a bit better about the whole situation.
My issue is
and we've got a title for if we film it, we could call it Honey, I Hump the Kids.
Nice.
It's gold.
There we go. We can sell the really fuck out good. Of this.
That's it.
I'm seeing merch.
People watch it because he's so vile and horrible.
Yeah.
He deserves his comeuppance.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. And then some. So people will watch.
My worry is that he's going to be stood there for about 5 hours. There's no bees that come. And he's just stood there with a chocolate penis.
Mutt the Week's back.
Hey!
Yes. He's on TLC.
Is it the same cast?
Same people, yeah. Dara O'Brien's hosting.
Tell me Parsons is back.
Not yet, no.
No!
Russell Howard was on it.
Parsons isn't back?
No.
What's the Irish chap called with the long hair?
Oh, I know you mean.
Ed?
Ed Gamble.
Ed Miliband.
No, Ed.
Ed.
Is it Ed?
Ed Gamble.
Ed Gamble's the off-menu guy.
He's hosting the Mock the Week Plus show.
Yes.
Is it Ed Byrne?
Ed Byrne.
Yeah, Ed Byrne. I was thinking we could...
Andrew's head will burn after the old bees.
Nice, yeah.
Yes.
More of a sting than a burn.
Okay.
I was thinking we could maybe... you know, because there's two comedy degrees in here and whatever Max is working on. And you've got...
Mine was media and performance, yeah.
Imagine.
Get real, my mate. You made that up.
That is embarrassing, to be fair.
What was yours, Ethan?
Multimedia sports journalism.
That's about it.
This isn't a sport.
I know, I don't know what the
fuck I'm
doing
here. Suppose podcast is the new sport. What do you think, Ethan?
A bit of jousting back and forth.
Yeah.
Yes.
Bit of tennis.
Yeah, enough. Heel. So I was thinking we could maybe audition for Mock the Week. You know, Ethan, if you throw something out, you know, like a sort of scenes we'd like to see.
Things you're unlikely to hear on a date.
Oh,
that's
good,
big.
Valentine's.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed that, Stephen.
are you doing here, Mum?
should we split the bill, or do you want him to yourself?
That's good. When I said eating out, I didn't mean this.
That's good. Are you eating all that?
Oh, similar.
You were near that. Are you kidding?
Fuck off. Fuck off. I bought this. I paid for this. Yeah? I paid for that as well, actually, so you're not having any. Yeah? Don't know why you went for the salad. That's really upsetting.
You picked a platter.
So no, you can eat buffet, mate.
Go on, Ryan.
I can't think of any.
That's good.
you want to go out again?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
See you soon on TLC.
I don't think that went well at all for anyone.
No, well, speak for yourself.
Really badly for everyone
Some
involved.
Some of us did all right. Yeah. Some of us held our own on this side.
I was quite proud of the Bills.
Well, I think I did quite well. No, I think I was brought down a bit, but...
For a one-liner, an improv king, that's fucking atrocious.
I did really well, thank you. Yeah.
Tom Looney had come out with more than that.
I don't know.
He gets a squirty bum over improv.
Yeah.
And wide.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does, to be fair.
Shame that. Ethan, shit show.
Yeah, if I was a producer for TLC...
Would you want your money back?
I'd want Andy Parsons.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
Will Arnett has revealed a very famous comedian was shown the door after just 10 minutes on his podcast for being an asshole.
Will and E, you say?
Oh, fucking kill off.
Oi, did you hear what that loony bloke just said?
You just hear words, don't you, and your mind goes. Sweet Ryan.
Will and E kicking somebody off his podcast.
We'll find a use for you one day. This is how it's done, Ryan.
Okay, this is Gail's gossip. Kanye West shocks world with recent apology. I am not a Nazi or an anti-Semite. I love Jewish people.
Don't even really need to say that, do you?
Well, you do if you've said a lot of
If you've got to say that, you've made a mistake somewhere along the way.
Which is why he's apologising.
Mate, you're a fucking mess. Right, you nailed it. Tell you what, Gail.
I don't like any of these answers.
Gail flails more like. Well, it's time for your laugh, you lose, but we're in no position to be laughing. Well, last week I sold my 30-second slot to a local businessman. This week I've actually paid to have someone else come in and do it for me.
Oh, brilliant.
Because I thought, I'm clearly not cut out for this. So I'm 50 quid down, but I've got a sure bet.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
If you wouldn't mind closing your eyes.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage Terry Tennant.
Oh, she. Just by being...
You fucking got me at that. Fuck right off. Oh, no! No!
That's so weird.
Oh, shit! What has that got me after all these fucking months? Oh, shit! That's just how annoying that is!
Oh,
do you know how upsetting that is? Fuck off!
I'm so glad you stopped me there.
I'm fuming. It's going to be me putting ketchup and mustard on my face for the next year, trying to get a laugh.
Anyway, talking points, Valentine's Day themed. So I thought we'd kick it off with the best and worst date ideas you've had and hopefully followed through on. Not you at the trampoline park, Ryan.
I remember when I was in school, I went on a date with someone and we went to
what
go
year?
And see year 11.
How old are you?
I don't know. Year 11.
How old is she?
She was also a year 11.
Oh, good.
She went to a different school.
Oh, so yeah. Oh, hang on. This didn't work on your mates in year 11. It's not going to work on us. You don't know her. Glissandra.
But we went to go see a horror film. And, yeah, I hated it.
How old were you? 15? You were late.
I was
late.
I would have been 15, yeah. Yeah,
what,
I think.
Is what that certificate is this film, Ryan?
Yeah.
What certificate?
I think it was Insidious 2.
Must be an 18.
Mm.
Borderline 15. Did she know she was fucking with the bad boy?
I don't think she did.
Did she fuck with the bad boy?
Well, she invited me to her house party 15, that weekend, and then got with someone else.
So. She was someone else.
Yeah, she invited me to a house party and then got off with someone else.
Oh.
And I didn't know anyone else
just
there.
Just the three
either.
Of you there.
Oh, you didn't know anyone else there?
Not really. Not
oh,
that well.
Mate,
oh, you turned up.
Yeah. Oh, you're actually here.
Is that the real horror show?
Yeah, that's really sad.
This is Insidious 2.
Incestuous. I'll show you.
So that was the worst date.
Yeah.
Ethan,
I do remember one time I got assaulted in the theatre on a date as well.
Theatre's a nice crowd, isn't it?
Well, you think it's a nice crowd, Stephen, but there was a lass chatting away in front of us. And you know what? It was during, I went to see Meatloaf's musical.
Why are you playing the Max?
Sorry.
He genuinely is there.
Why would you? Why?
That just
no reason to.
Sorry, Max. You just made me think of it because I lost the name there for a second. There's always a panic on the podcast where you lose track, but
I've never done that.
Cool.
Woman was singing away to the Meatloaf songs.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, brilliant.
It wasn't good. It was ruining the experience.
Well, for you.
Well, yeah, for me. So I told at half time, the woman who was in front of me, who was drunk, saw me, said, "Am I annoying you?" I went, no, it's okay.
Why did she say that? Surely that doesn't come from nowhere.
Well, I'm sat directly behind her, and I think her family were letting her know, and maybe she saw me pulling a few faces. You know how it is.
Yeah. I've seen them today.
So she approached me, and I said, no, it's fine. And she was going, "You hate me, you do." I went, "I don't." She went, "You do. You fucking hate me." I went, relax. Anyway, she goes to the balcony on top of us where the toilets are. She gets a plastic bottle and she starts whacking it off my head. "You fucking hate me, you do. You hate me." And at that point, I see red. I tell the ice cream man, I say, "I've got quite the scoop for you."
Hey.
I go, you need to sort this
back
out.
Back of the line, sir.
But he was intrigued. This was his chance, you know. A bit of security, try something new. Anyway, the case went cold. And,
I
don't know what's going on.
I think you've
here.
Confused the ice cream man in the theatre with like the cop who's on traffic patrol and sees this as his big chance to get a badge and a gun.
You don't know who to tell in these situations in the theatre, okay?
And security would be good.
Yeah. The whole thing was to go to an ice cream man and make puns at him.
Well, just a
nice. You've had a woman beating you around the head with a little plastic cup.
I'll have the rum and raisin in my fists. What?
Ice cream man, he gets the security on board. Whole family, next thing you know, getting gathered. Get them all kicked out. I get moved to better seats as well.
There you go.
But it ruined the experience. You couldn't properly belt
up the
meatloaf.
You probably ruined their experience, to be fair.
And
as well.
Yeah, probably.
Was this a date? Because it just sounds like you were flirting with the ice cream man.
No, sorry. Yeah, I was on a date for the female's birthday. At the time, we were only
Why
a month
Why do you say
in.
Females?
What would you prefer me to say,
just
Max?
Women, I guess.
Did you say my partner?
Yeah.
Or my ex-partner, if it's an ex-partner.
Or my bitch.
No,
I wouldn't say that.
How are you in a relationship and I'm not?
You're like that comedian me, I don't
know. He was really funny.
He made me laugh.
So we went to what was meant to be quite a nice pub in Exeter. Full. Absolutely full.
Hardly know it.
This was Tinder. This was years ago. This is, you know, years and years ago.
And did you Exeter?
Oh,
that's great. That's
no,
good stuff.
No, she
said it's great or grim.
Yeah, sure, it's good stuff.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, I didn't. Only pub in the left in the area is a pub called the Farmers Union, which is quite a rough pub. She wasn't that much of a fan of the pub. I had a great time. It was 2-for-1 on Foster's, so I got 2 because I thought, well,
is that beer?
Yes, yeah, it's probably one of the worst beers. But I was like 18. I thought this is brilliant. You know, this is fantastic news.
2-for-1 on Foster's at the Farmers Union.
Yes, please. Yes, please. 4. Anyway, Union. I was a gentleman.
She'll have a tap on.
Yeah, she didn't have as many as I did.
She's waiting outside.
And I walked her back to like her accommodation. Said, I had a lovely evening. Look forward to seeing you again soon. She said, yeah, I'd like that. Walked off, sent a message. Had a lovely evening. Did no hear back.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did no hear back.
Yeah, that's fair. I'm on her side.
If you can't take me and my 4 pints of Foster's at the Farmers Union, you don't deserve me and my 2 pints of Foster's at the Nice Pub.
Nice.
No, I respect that, mate.
Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah.
Have you gone over her?
No, I said no. I miss her every day. Yeah, that was
just sending a question mark each day.
Signal is terrible in your building. She definitely said you wanted to see me again, but I haven't seen you since. Yeah, that wasn't. I was quite young then. I was just learning the dating.
Yeah,
world,
that's, you know? Yeah, man. Yeah, God.
No better at it now, but
yeah,
no better at it now.
I asked Zoe what's the best date I've taken you on, and the two answers she gave. One was a quiz that I did for a sort of based around the time we've known each other.
Nice.
Cute.
And I think there was a prize with that. And then
Fosters.
At the Farmers Union.
Kellen's there already.
She hasn't cashed the voucher in, but if we swing by Exeter.
Kellen's there already. I know I said it'd be a double date, but she has left.
So it's just him. And then the other one was, I basically wrote a list of different, well, no, on that, the wheel over there, I put like a bunch of different options of what we could do. She spun it, didn't like the outcome, so I went, well, that's the one we get rid of. And then we just kept doing that for ages. Eventually landed on IKEA and she settled on that, because that's all she was left with. She's like, oh, it's IKEA.
Stephen, you put anal for all the other ones.
And this one says anal at IKEA.
IKEA better be Swedish for anal. IKEA over, you beg me. And then so I was like, oh God, this is terrible.
Yeah.
And then so then I thought, right, well, I'll write an amount of money she can spend at IKEA.
Yeah.
So we do that. Lands on a tenner. After getting rid of all the others, says, oh, fuck it, we'll just go to IKEA. But I realised in both of those, she got a cash prize. I used to do this thing. Well, I've only ever dated two people, and I'm with both. I've been in this bar. It was Be It One. It's now changed. It's a different one.
Yeah.
But I remember going there on a Sunday, and it was like really quiet. Whenever I was there, it was quiet. I was like, oh, I'm going to request Kanye West. This is, you know, not him doing an anti-Semitic speech. And I thought, oh, I was dead cool. And then looking back, you go, there's no one else in there. The bar staff are just wiping up an empty bar, looking busy. I mean, you're a fucking loser coming over here, thinking you're smooth. Going, I'll have Kanye West, please. More than the second time, we didn't even play it. It's just me. Give me that. But yeah, I remember thinking that was, this is dead cool.
Yeah, what did you think she was going to say to that?
What, the DJ played the song you requested?
And you're like, Kanye West, this is so cool.
Yeah, yeah. I was hoping for that.
This guy knows music.
Yeah. This guy's pretty cool.
I can settle down with this guy.
Did you have any moves or things where you thought, when I say moves, I don't mean, you know, where you trick them. But
no, I think that's the hardest part of any date, isn't it? It's like the end. What did you do?
Did you down your Fosters? Yeah. Did you do that too? just drowning.
Did you have one of those hats that you could put them in and drink them?
Just burping as I try and ask you if she wants to do it again.
Just taping them.
What's that game where you is it Edward like bare hands or whatever? It's the thing I do at the Farmers Union. It's kind of cool, kind of quirky.
Can't go to the toilet. I've got to wet myself.
Oh,
there it is. I always think that's the hardest part, isn't it? At the end of a date, you know, what do? You go in for? Do you lean in for a little kiss? Do you say, "Have a nice time"? You know, I think that's always the hardest part. I think if you can master that,
master the kiss.
I walk away and do that thing where you jump and tap your heels together.
Yippee!
That's a guy I could settle down with.
Those damn shoes.
Still got my hand sellotaped to a couple of Fosters.
I did the
trip over the glass, goes through your palm. Got an ambulance! Give me a change of underwear, quick! Have you ever given yourself the ick on a date? Maybe more retrospectively you've gone, what was I thinking?
Did you hear the Brian Eaton story?
I used to just say this stupid thing where if I'd say a joke and nobody would laugh, I'd be like, oh, everyone is laughing. Everyone in the room's having a good time. I remember saying that to Brian on her first date and like she just didn't understand what I said. She's like, no one's laughing. I'm like, yeah, cool. Cheers, mate. Got the whole crowd going wild. No one's
worried you're going mad.
like it's no one, including me,
yeah,
is laughing. Just so you know, in case you thought I was, I'm not laughing.
Didn't even smile there.
Yeah, I really didn't enjoy that.
I'm actually really put off right now.
Sorry, you said you did a comedy degree.
Still doing it.
Learning on the job, it seems.
Not done that class yet.
So at the first time I met Zoe, I'd booked this apartment hotel, whatever they're called. And I got one with two bedrooms, so she didn't think it was a sex pest. However, she still thought I could be a complete freak. I was like, yeah, valid. But at the time I thought, no, how could you judge me like that? That being said, I opened the door and said, what say, do. And the fact she didn't walk down the hallway in the opposite direction is a miracle, I think. Possibly because she needed a wee from a long journey. That's the only thing that saved me there, is the fact she needed a wee.
I'm probably going to sound really out of the loop.
No, you won't.
What say, do.
Hey, this guy's cool. Panties.
Guys, leave. What does that mean?
Yeah,
sorry.
I'd love to sell that.
You've not missed anything. Joey Essex said it on The Only Way is Essex. For some reason, I adopted that. I thought, he's a bit of a hit with the ladies in a scripted show. I might try that. I may as well have just done like some sort of Danny Zuko dance or whatever. Which I have done.
I think if you get that and you do it well, that's pretty cool.
No, it wasn't cool. And that gave her the ick instantly.
Yeah.
It sets the barrier, so far down that you can only work your way up.
She's happy with an IKEA date in 10 quid. She goes, this is really good. Compared to that first
he hasn't opened his mouth once. I was wearing skinny jeans as well, which weren't cool.
Yeah.
Do you know when you see a picture of yourself and you go, oh my God, I'll probably see this in a year.
Anytime I look at a podcast.
I'm thinking about that with the old glasses. That was a bad
idea. But she told me that my haircut that I had for ages. She said, I can't repeat what she said exactly, but it was damning words.
I remember being on a date quite early on.
Early on in your life?
Yeah, 10?
In the relationship.
Yeah, okay.
And I was trying to think of something. We were out having dinner, and I was trying to think of something to say because there was like a bit of silence. I was like, I've got to say something here. I've got to say something. Anything, Ryan. Anything.
Improv king. Improv prince at this point.
Do you know, I think coriander is my favourite herb.
Didn't you do this in front of a family as well?
Yes.
Oh, separate time.
Separate time. No,
so you thought maybe the car wasn't right.
Are these two separate occasions?
I think these might be two separate occasions. No.
Ryan.
Is that your line?
Yeah.
Did it work?
Yeah. Just panicked. Just sheer panic and go to coriander.
That's like someone looking around the room.
Yeah.
Coriander.
Yeah.
Oh, Rye.
That's awful.
It's not good chat.
But there must have been something worse than that.
I don't think there is.
I've got something quite bad, I've just remembered. But I was a kid. I think I was about 12.
How old
on
was
a
she?
Date?
On a date. So, well, I had...
So is this like a cinema date?
So, I had a girlfriend from about, 7 to year 9 or something.
What?
At school.
You were calling yourself Spotty Face or whatever.
I was, but she saw past that.
That's nice.
She saw puss. She was lovely. Anyway, I remember, so it'd been like a year or so, and I still hadn't kissed her. It was kind of like, oh, just kind of building up a little bit.
It's not a girlfriend, mate.
Well.
Yeah, she's a friend, isn't it?
Well, we're just a bit nervous. So I went round to her house.
You don't have to wash your hands afterwards. It's not a girlfriend.
I was chatting with her. We were playing on the Nintendo Wii. And I thought, there's a chance now. It's just me and her in the conservatory. No,
what are you playing?
About.
What are you playing? Oh, what's this love game?
Conservatory's dangerous as well.
We're playing.
Neighbours can see.
Well, they could see, yeah. But it's only a kiss I'm moving in for. I'm not trying to go. So she. We're playing Mario Kart, Max.
Yep.
Yep.
Mario Kart, Max.
I think. Oh, after that, I'm like, oh, I tell you what. Tell you what. If I beat you here, I'll get a wee kiss to say well done or whatever.
She turned off the console.
She didn't. I think it excited her a bit. So anyway, I win. And I'm...
And she kissed the wee.
No, she didn't kiss the wee. This is so bad. So I move in for the kiss. I give a kiss. And then the dad appears at the door of the conservatory. And he walks through and he goes, everything all right? And I go, Oh yeah, I'm just so happy that I won this game. So I run over to him and I kiss him on the cheek.
Oh, what? Ethan! Ethan James!
I'm like, yeah! I'm like, everyone can have a kiss. I'm like, oh for God's sake.
Oh my God.
Oh no.
I've never told anyone
then
that
the dog
before.
Walked in.
You were the hole, I suppose.
Oh man.
And then the creepy neighbour walked in. Yeah. I hear somebody won.
That might be the worst story.
That is awful.
That's terrible. That's how small was the dad?
Yeah, he must,
he must have crashed on it.
Part of him must have wanted it. Yeah. Unless he was stood next to a very, you know, suspiciously placed step ladder.
Yeah, I stood the puffy. Yeah. Well,
that's so funny, man.
That is wild.
That is bonkers.
Yeah. Bonkers, yeah.
It's like a Disney bit.
Yeah.
Whippy!
Yeah. Fucking hell. Never told that before.
That's a great story.
That's a great story. Yeah. Ethan, yeah.
Have you ever successfully bought a stranger, in brackets female, a drink? Mm. This was always, this is one of those like stereotypical sort of, you know, oh, can I buy you a drink type of thing you'd see in the films. And you go, that's the done thing, isn't it?
On the dance floor once in a club, and saw this girl that I thought was attractive. So I went over to her and I went,
can we get some sort of age, please, of you?
Well, I would have been 20.
No, 21.
21. No, it wasn't uni time. Sorry. 21. And then, yeah, I went over and I said, oh, where are you from? But obviously, because of the music and everything, you can't really have a normal chat. She was like, what? So I leant in and just like proper shouted in her ear, where are you from?
Oh, no.
And, yeah, we ended up having like a shouting chat at each other, and I just went, "Can I get you a drink?" And it was very successful.
Yeah.
Oh.
That was the story, really. That was
how successful.
The comedy was from the shouting.
But I don't think it was.
How successful were we talking?
No one laughed.
No, they did.
To quote
the audience,
to quote one of Max's dates, no one laughed. No one's laughed the whole evening.
Whole room's laughing, actually.
Okay, so
I'm pretty sure somebody in the corner laughed. I was at the bar. Lovely lady comes
behind
up to me.
It.
No, I was in front of it.
Right,
I was on the customer side. I was speaking to a lady. Mm-hmm. She came up to me and went, "I love what you're having." A bit rude. Okay, fine. I was getting a water.
Reddies?
So I just got us two waters. And she left with somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, fuming, mate.
Well, look, if she left with someone else, then you called the bluff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or was it the water that made
I think
it was
the water that did it. Yeah.
Sobered her up.
Stay hydrated. Fuck off. No!
My God, I needed that.
Oh, you look like that, do you?
Fuming. You won't believe what I was about to do this evening.
He's counting on it. Yeah, to be fair, I wouldn't want to be with someone that shallow.
No.
Yeah.
So I dodged
the bullet. Dehydrated.
I mean, another time I bought a drink for a lady. It was her birthday, and then it was a double vodka cranberry. I was already quite pissed. And then she walked off without the drink. Which I think is worse than yours. So I drank that, and then I woke up with sick on my bed and cut on my forehead.
Tiger Lounge.
Oh yeah.
I was with a group of people I didn't really know that well. And there was this lady there. She's an attractive lady. Sort of speaking to her throughout the night, but nothing, you know, nothing that great. Not great conversation.
The tiger was not purring.
No. But very attractive. Whatever. Anyway, so I go downstairs and she follows me downstairs.
Going well,
there were three floors. The second floor was where the party was happening. I went downstairs and she followed me. And I went, "Oh, are you okay?" And she went, "Oh, I'm a bit scared of going upstairs on my own." I was like, "Oh, that's all right, I'll take you." And she's like, "Okay," took my hand, led me through the dance floor. We get there and I'm like, "Do you feel safe now?" And she went, "Yeah, yeah." And I went, "Cool."
Oh.
And I left. I thought, you know, I was like, oh, she didn't want to go through on her own.
What a gentleman.
Yeah, it was, to be fair.
Yeah, that is sweet.
Yeah.
If you don't want to speak about this, you don't have to. Mm. But there was a period where he was somewhat of a player.
You
were on a hot streak.
I had a couple of years where I was, a player. And then...
What video? I think we were doing Grime something. Max was in it as well. Max gets pushed in the river.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because I see you come in and I push him in.
Yeah.
Because you're there.
Yeah.
But I think it was around that time you were talking about, oh, yeah, got with someone else. And it was maybe that period where my guy was on a hot streak.
What happened?
Yeah. I ended up going out with one of them.
Yeah.
Blue tied you down.
Yeah.
Left him. As in, left you tied down. Yeah, not as in.
Well.
Yeah, I don't really know what happens. I used to.
Did you enjoy that time?
I was quite keen for a relationship.
Oh.
But yes, I did used to go. Well, the thing is, I never really went on dates. It was always like.
You had a United top and it said Key number 4 Fanny.
Yeah.
You used to walk around.
Did you?
No,
that's weird, man.
That's the SPL weird. Forfeit, isn't it?
Yeah.
So you were keen for a girlfriend?
Yeah, I think I was quite keen for a girlfriend.
I love it, just and sort then, of fell in your lap, didn't it? Because I remember that one time.
You know, I never really tried.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Fucking hate this guy.
Like, I've never asked anyone out on a date. I've only been on that one date.
I'm crying in my sister's car saying I'm never going to find love. Age 20-something. And you're there going, I'm not even trying. I'm not even trying. Next! You're the original Bonnie Blue.
Let me come shout in your ear and then I'll take you out.
Where are you from?
like a reform voter who's really giving away. Where are you from?
I was canvassing in Tiger Tiger last night. Fucked, of course I did.
That's it, where most of them
tick their box.
But I don't know what I brought on that mindset though. I think it was just where I just started the new job that I was really enjoying, and then did a lot of travelling at the time, so I was
so that gets you
quite
going
sociable.
A new job.
Well, no, but I was just like, being sociable and getting around.
Did you have a relationship whilst travelling?
Well, I was technically seeing someone from back home.
This stinks of no, I'll be honest.
Yeah, well, we were sort of seeing each other. And then, so basically, I got drunk and said to this girl who I'd known for about a week, why don't you come travelling with me to Asia? And she didn't come for the whole 4 months, but she did come for the last month.
The first week.
And we did not get on at all. We were arguing so much. And I'm a really chilled, calm
guy. I can't imagine
guy.
You arguing. Like, yeah.
Is that why you didn't come to Turkey?
I pissed her off.
You're like,
a lot.
I can't do that again.
I've invited so many women.
I remember when you said you'd never had an argument, and this was in your long-term relationship.
Yeah.
So I was quite glad.
And then
we just
had one big one.
Yeah, I was really smug when that happened.
Son of a bitch.
I think you knew that.
Yeah.
When I was there, consoling you. Consoling.
Yeah.
Taking the piss.
So what was your move then that got them in? What do you think you were doing?
Apart from yelling in
there's
the
one
ear.
Story.
I was always drunk.
There is one right. So there's one night all of us went out apart from Ryan who stayed at home.
This is how I lost my virginity. Yeah.
We all went out. Ryan stayed home, and this girl was with us the whole night, having a good time, boogieing, whatever. She then goes home and sleeps with Ryan.
Yeah.
She just knocks on Ryan's door and goes, can I come in? Yeah, go on.
The predator was setting his trap.
Mm.
Like, Ryan, I don't think Ryan's ever spoken to a woman.
It just happens.
It was mad.
I always put it down to my complete lack of success was I've got high standards. You know, that was my thing. Yeah.
I think mine's my personality, my looks. My lack of money. You're all right, mate.
Hello. Don't mind me.
Hard not to.
Strange outfit you're wearing there.
Oh, very odd.
You're all right, pal?
Yeah, not bad.
No?
Yeah, we all right?
Who are you, sir?
My name is Bill Leon.
Bill Leon.
Wow,
Bill
Leon.
You heard of Bill?
Bill Leon.
Bill Leon.
Bill Leon.
I've met you before.
Got a nephew called Leon.
Not heard of me.
No, sorry. Are you noteworthy?
No. Yeah, I'd say so. I'm not like famous or anything, but I'm quite niche.
You're quite niche.
You're not famous. You're not bringing much to this podcast then, mate.
I'm here because I'd like to make an announcement. I, Bill Leon, was not on Epstein's Island.
It's hard to believe already, Bill.
Definitely were. Yeah.
Definitely were.
I bloody wasn't. The files have just come out. Is Bill Leon mentioned once?
I think it is, yeah.
Yeah.
I think, well, actually, not once. Way more than once. Well,
there's a few mentions of Bill Leon.
No, there's not.
100%.
No, there is.
No.
Definitely.
There's a website where you can type in like a word or a phrase and see if it comes up on the...
I was barely there.
Well, so now it's changed, then, hasn't it?
Barely.
Already.
I drove
past the island surrounded by water. What,
yeah,
what are
no,
you on?
I sailed past it on a boat once, and I thought, oh, that looks like a nice place to stay.
Oh, that's
and then
nice.
I was like, nah, do you
How
know
How many
what?
Boys are on your boat?
Me and the boys. About 8 of us.
So you and 7 boys.
You're dropping them off.
Yeah, we
you probably wouldn't even need to go to the island, would you? You basically set up your own one.
So, hey guys, yeah, we've got an island at home.
Yeah. Well, I mean, who wouldn't want to set up their own island? I mean, not set up.
Well, probably kids.
Not a dodgy island, not a pedo island.
Right.
Hey, no one
it
said
It sort of
pedo.
Sounds like, yeah.
Look, I'm just saying, I wasn't there.
Look, Sky News.
And it's a massive
Sky
relief.
News would say, just because you mentioned in there with pictures doesn't mean you've done anything wrong. Right?
That is true.
Yeah. Was I with the pictures?
There were a few mentions, obvious.
There's loads of mentions.
Yeah.
Of
Bill,
you, Bill
Leon.
Not having that fuggly Leon in our party island.
Awful
That's one
language,
mention
isn't
right
it? Awful right. language.
Right. Elon's a little prick, and he said that he wouldn't share that with anyone.
Well, this is just in the file.
Elon, couldn't even
it's
get on the
Elon.
Island.
No.
Yeah.
He was begging to get there.
Where are you getting these emails from?
Well, from the leak. That
we've all got them.
You can access them yourself
and read it for yourself, Bill.
Well, I will. Oh, well, I'll get someone to read it to me.
One of the little boys. Who's got the best reading age? Craig.
I don't know, mate.
Some people,
yeah, there's no specific age to learn to read.
Okay, but I was asking, who's got the best reading age?
Do you all read together?
Out of the boys you hang out with?
Terry, he's 20.
Hmm.
He's got the best reading age, so realistically, you get better at reading as you get older.
It's not good, is it? It's not
good,
is it,
me
Bill?
And my mates are quite, well, we're all quite thick. So
I can tell you
thick.
That. This
thick.
Is the, that's
fit
the first thing you said that I've believed.
Yeah.
All.
How are you spelling awful. Thick? Yeah. Is that with... two C's
thick.
Or
like CH
Captain Hook and the Lost Boys, isn't it? You it's terrible
well, Captain
they
Hook.
They probably are Lost Boys, aren't they?
You'll never grow up.
Not with old Bill.
You.
Not with old Uncle Bill.
Yeah, I can't. Look, I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit thrown off and I'm a bit annoyed.
You have lied.
Because I was really relieved that I wasn't mentioned in the Epstein files.
Oh, sorry, and the paedophile's thrown off. You've damaged lives.
Yeah. But I like I said, I didn't want to
brush
that
off. Yeah.
I barely went. I sailed past it. Went. Oh, that looks like a nice place to go.
No. That doesn't mean
so
that doesn't mean
up.
You barely went. You didn't go. If you
but
sailed
also,
past.
Also, it's not a defence saying that you didn't go because you were on a boat with 8 kids. Mm. That's not like
right.
a great defence.
They're not kids. They weren't kids, mate.
Bill, when was this that you went?
Oh, this would have been 2008 maybe.
So Terry's 20 now.
So he was 8 then. Well, no, less than that.
Yeah. In fact, that's
2.
That probably makes you. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a nephew, isn't he, of one of my mates,
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. He's a good laugh.
I can't do
oh,
that.
Oh, he's a
one.
Laugh, is he?
Yeah, no, he was on the boat with me. Yeah,
Kevin Spacey was on the boat
sorry,
with a 2-year-old.
Kevin Spacey and a group of 2-year-old kids.
Kevin ain't a pedo though.
Kevin's got Terry and he's got him in the cockpit and you're going, there's no cockpit in a... Wait a minute.
Also, there's a picture here, like, if you sort of zoom in a bit, the boys are boys. And these aren't, like 20-year-olds.
Yeah, but they're all my mates now, though, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, that's funny, yeah. But no, they're like kids.
But we are all mates. We've always been mates.
Mystery.
We still hang out now.
Stop hanging out with little boys.
Well, they're not little boys now, are they?
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
50
and the rest,
right?
No, if he's 41, you're way more than 50. You are pathetic, hanging out with 2-year-olds on your boat, up to a no good. 3 days on Epstein
we
Island,
were all mates.
3 days,
we're
as
and
well.
Look at how you're dressed. You're clearly a paedophile.
I am. I'm bloody not a paedophile. This is how cool people dress.
No, it's not.
It is cool paedophiles.
Sorry, what?
Yeah, we've got a few questions for you, actually.
Hang on a second. Bill, you might be all right here. Your bloody defence lawyer's come to me.
We're all having a laugh in that bit.
Oh, for the muscle.
Yeah.
Ow!
We're having a laugh that much, eh?
Oh, karma. Oh.
Bill, I think you should leave the country.
Yeah, go on your boat, mate, and fuck off.
I am planning a trip later in the year.
See you, Bill.
Oh, Everyone's down the stairs, mate.
I weren't there.
We've got the measure of you. Well, you said you were for 3 days.
No, I was barely there.
So your announcement is you were barely there.
I was barely there. And I was barely naked either.
That's a shame, isn't it? I feel like we shouldn't platform people like
that.
Stephen lies. Stephen, sweet little lies. Oh, yeah. He's proper fit and gives me a wide on.
My answer is flowers.
Jewellery.
AIDS.
A wooden wall map of Stardew Valley.
And the question today is, what's something you'd want to give your Valentine?
That's mental, bro.
Yeah, right. That
Need
is...
I say any more?
I'd appreciate it if you did.
A little bit, yeah, probably.
Well, it's just a nice treat, isn't it?
Nice little treat. Nice little Valentine's treat.
Yeah.
Do you mean like hearing aids for when you're screaming in the the face in the club?
Yeah, it could be.
Right. But it isn't.
it could be, but it's probably not.
Easy out.
Yeah.
So how would that happen?
Would you be annoyed if you got it and they're like, oh, I've got this already?
Yeah,
your dad gave me this last year. how would you go about giving it to them?
AIDS?
Hmm.
I'd have to...
Wrapped in a bow.
I'd have to. I don't even know. I'd have to just find someone who have it that has it, and then take their blood.
I think that's a. I think Ryan, what you're doing is a crime.
Yeah. That's a crazy.
Well, yeah,
way to
it's not
AIDS.
A nice thing to do.
Why are you doing it then for your Valentine?
I'll be honest. Can we get Bill Leon back? He's a better guy than this guy.
That's disgraceful.
Booked
that.
Holiday with him.
Yeah. Why are you giving it for Valentine's? Why, you know.
Pancake Day.
Yeah, well, you'd like to say, it's all sorts of AIDS, isn't it? Hearing AIDS.
Well, no, I said that.
Pharmaceutical
AIDS.
No, what's that
sort of thing?
Just, you know, medical aid.
Well, I guess that is in a way.
Yeah. That's aid, yeah.
They say AIDS isn't just for Valentine's Day, it's for the rest of your life.
But then why are you talking about getting someone's blood?
That was for the sexually transmitted.
I think it's Max. Ryan versus Gales?
Gales-Wales versus Ryan Crying.
Okay, I'll go first. So my first Gales-Wales. I've gone for, obviously, a Valentine's theme. Bowling on a first date. I hate it. Cannot stand it, and I'll tell you for why. One, I'm not very good at it. Right, that's a big... So I'm going to embarrass myself when I'm playing anyway. Two, you've just met. Oh, nice to meet you. Yeah, lovely to meet you. Let's not talk. Let's just keep throwing a ball up and down an alleyway for ages.
You never sat together.
Yeah. You have to do the awkward walk back after you've done any sort of score.
Plus, it's a competition.
It's a competition.
So someone's leaving there unhappy.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I Googled, I did a bit of research. Roxy's Ballroom to play darts on the brain, to play bowling tonight, £24, right?
Steve, if you're paying, an
hour? Just one game. And that's for two people. That works out if you do 20 bowls, it's £1.20 a bowl. Imagine throwing £1.20 away.
Yeah.
Considering that fun. That would not be fun.
Literally throwing it down.
You're literally throwing
as well.
It down, sometimes into the gutter, normally if I'm playing. So bowling on a first date is my first game.
And
as well.
Also, if you're good at bowling, is that even cool? Polishing your ball. Yeah. These are my own shoes, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You have to change shoes, that's embarrassing as well.
I don't really like bowling.
I'm not a bowling man.
No, I'm with you there.
As a single person, I feel like on the 14th that I can't really go out.
Of course you can.
Yeah, I know I can. I know I can.
I feel like
I'm being, like, watched.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, no. But I mean, like...
The one day of the year.
Went out to a restaurant or whatever.
You never do this.
Well, no, I know.
Who are you going with?
I just some mates.
You and a couple of mates.
Who are these mates?
Just a couple of mates. We're going to go to Nando's. I would feel awkward being like, oh.
What about you know, the 15th?
That's all right.
Why don't you go out for meals on the 15th then?
We've only got the 14th. Then he goes back on holiday.
What about when the 14th is like
what
a Monday?
What are you on about?
I'm just making something up here, Stephen.
I'm going 1-0 Khaled here.
Yeah, fair.
You don't go out for meals, Ryan.
Anymore.
Yeah, I'm with Khaled.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Stupid answer.
I hate bowling.
Yeah, I'm not.
I hate bowling on Valentine's Day because I feel like I'm being watched.
Yeah, you probably are.
That's true, yeah. Look at those skills.
Yeah. Paying the bills. My second one is going on a double date with like a guy that you don't know. So it's like your partner's friend.
Yeah.
It's awkward. And like what I've generally found happens is the lovely ladies, they just natter away. And then you're kind of sat there. And if the guy likes football, I've got that. And I'm just going to talk about football for 2 hours. And if he doesn't, I don't know how to bond with him. So I'm just sort of sat there a little bit awkward and uncomfortable. I went on one once where the girl started nattering. And the guy giving his due was like, do you like football? I said, yeah, I do. We chatted about football.
Why'd you say it like that?
Fine.
May as well, mate.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, if you want. We chatted about football and nothing else for 2 or 3 hours.
We chatted for football.
For football.
We're doing this for the beautiful game and the beautiful ladies. And then at the end of the night, the girl, who was my partner's friend, got annoyed at him because he'd not spoken to her all evening. I thought, isn't that the goal? Is
maybe there's a look in his eye. Yeah, I don't. She'd never seen that.
Yeah, I don't think they're together anymore. So that explains. They might be, but I don't think so. So yeah, double dates, but with someone you don't know.
Of course,
it's good. It's real good.
That's good. Yeah, what have we got, Ryan?
Watching the expensive flowers you bought die.
Oh, right.
I think it's quite a.
What about when they're good?
Well, yeah.
I bought some once that really made the room like smell nice and flowery and
brightens up the room.
Yeah.
I get when it's when, you know, maybe it's late on the 13th. Sorry, Max. And and the flowers that are left are a little bit wilted and they're still the same price as the others. Hang on, I'm paying 15 quid for a rose that's going off.
Yeah.
So I get that.
Seeing flowers die is upsetting. I will
sometimes they last surprisingly long.
I do hate buying them. But I've only bought them once. Never did it yet.
And you came home and went, I'm hating every second of this experience. Yeah. Take them. I think that is a good one, I will be honest.
I feel like that one's worse, though.
Cal has nailed you there.
Yeah.
Fucking clean sweep it, Ryan.
I'll take that.
Because do you know what? If I was on a double date and a guy said, do you like football? I'd be like, no.
Yeah.
And that's 2 hours where I'm just sat there going, do you want to see a Stardew Valley wall map?
And I'd say no, and then we wouldn't realise how good friends we could become because I've blocked it. That's my own fault.
Fuck.
Idiots.
Do you want a third?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, let's end on a high, guys.
We've
got
Ryan can make a comeback. This one could be worth two.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, we'll do that,
For an off-the-cuff one.
My third is icks. Right?
Okay.
I'm going to explain. I don't think icks are actually a thing, right? I'm going to use this as an example. Max, and I are dating. We're having a great time.
Bit of an ick.
We're dating, me and you?
We're dating, right?
Sorry, what part of that's an ick? Because you looked at me and went, bit of an ick.
Yeah.
No, just the fact that he's assumed he's dating you.
Well, I'd like to hope one day that could happen.
Could happen now.
We could do. We can make it happen. We're out on a date, right? We walk into the cinema and you need to tie your laces.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's fine. I like Max, maybe. I love him. That's fine.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, 2 months later, we're going to the exact same place, going to the cinema. We like cinema.
Yeah, love it.
You go to tie your laces. I think, he's really pissed me off with tying his laces, right? The act isn't giving me the ick. I just don't like that person anymore. And that's what it is. If it happens on a first date, you're not feeling that person.
Mm.
And I think an ick is incriminating normality.
See, I'm going to internalise that and never tie my laces again.
Is that because he's bending over and you're seeing his big ass?
No, like that I would like.
Well, what the fuck does that mean?
Well, it's quite clear what it means.
Big ass can be a nice thing.
I like your ass, Max.
Well, it's given him the ick, Max, isn't
it? No, it would never.
Well, it could be my shoelaces that's given him the ick.
Yeah, it was mainly the
shoelaces. That's a bit stepping weird. Dog shit all day.
But
why all day? What are you doing all day? You working at a comedy club?
My day off. Just walking around, you know, the local dog parks.
Right, now I've got the ick.
Yeah, that's weird.
I just don't think they're actually a thing. I think it's just a case of you don't.
Probably
like
looks big because of your four eyes, mate, yeah?
Oh, that's not nice.
Really call me fat!
Really, I don't call you fat.
Call me fat. Big ass.
I just need a big ass.
You wouldn't say that to Ryan, would you?
Mate, he's got
I wouldn't say
ass.
Ryan, you and
I
your
wish
big ass.
He would.
Yeah, fucking keep dreaming, mate.
Right, Ryan, go on.
I hate how. I don't know about you.
You should live with hate in your heart.
Yeah.
I dislike the fact that sometimes, if say you listen to a song and like
bonkers.
This is my ex and I were having a bit of an argument,
Ah,
yeah. Oh, I thought you, was this the big one?
It was the
only
last
one
few
you
months,
had?
Wasn't it? Last few months.
Full of shit, aren't you?
Shivers by Ed, no, Bad Habits by Ed Sheeran came on, right?
Yeah.
So I've now, every time I hear that song, I think back and remember that argument.
Okay.
Annoying when stuff like that happens, isn't it?
Well, memories.
Yeah. And then, you know, when I was on a date and Bad Habits was playing, I said, oh, do you remember we had an argument to this song?
Why would
and
you then, do that?
Well, I don't know. I panicked, didn't I? And yeah, we ended up having another argument over that.
But to Bad Habits again.
Yes.
Right.
At least it's not one of his best songs, you know.
Yeah.
Bad Habits is one of
his your two options were Coriander's My Favourite Herb or We Argued to This.
We Argued to This one. Mm. Right, I think that's it's bad from you.
Yeah, do you know what? Not a great Ryan's
crime. No, I mean you on the you on the date doing that.
Oh right. Oh yeah. No, that is.
I'd get it more if it was like songs that make you happy. Like that's difficult when you have songs that you used to like together.
Yeah.
And then you've probably run onto Ryan's one.
You can't hit it, but an argument one's a very niche one.
Yeah.
Most arguments don't have a soundtrack, I don't think.
He's got you there, Ryan.
Mm. Actually mine do.
Do they?
Yeah, I've got a CD I like to play.
Right, that's it.
Should you do the final question?
Yes, please.
It's the final question.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hey, Ethan. Hi, Ethan.
Yep, thank you. It's time for the final question. This week, I'm a lady. I'm a 59-year-old recent divorcee, and I'm looking for a bit of spice in my
life.
You're
making light of trans people here, are you, Ethan?
No, I'm a lady.
I'm not buying it.
It's
I'm not buying it the second time.
No,
it does, doesn't it?
Probably getting SNL then.
Like I said, I'm a 50-year-old recent divorcee and I'm looking
50?
For a bit...
50? You don't look a day over 41.
Yeah, that's good, that, yeah. I'm someone different in this scenario, right?
Yeah.
I'm a lady.
Are you still fat-shaming?
I wasn't fat-shaming, just said you had a big ass.
To fat-shame your ear, Ethan. Sorry, go on. You're a lady, aren't you?
I'm a lady. 59. I'm a divorcee. And I want a bit of spice in my life, all right? Not too much, though.
Coriander's my favourite herb.
It's a great herb.
It's not. I don't like it.
Oh, it's one of my favourite foods.
That's my ick.
Up there with lemongrass.
Oh, I love lemongrass.
The level of spice I'm looking for is only korma level. So
I love korma.
I'd really like it if you could give me dirty talk or puns that are related to household appliances, because that really turns me on.
What's your name, sorry?
Doris.
Hey, Doris.
Hello.
Hey, Doris. You right, mate?
Yeah, mate.
Fucking hell.
Mouthy.
Hard to please.
Household appliances.
Yeah, that really gets me going. Or household chores, that kind of thing. I'm a housewife, you see.
Well, you're not anymore, are you?
Every time I see you, I want to throw a toaster in the bath. Hey, you like that one? You fat-shaming bitch.
No, I do it like that, actually. That's too spicy for me. That's horrible, actually.
Fucking fuming, mate.
What have you and my Hoover got in common? They're both going to suck.
Whoa, that's
what do you mean going to? Have you not used your Hoover yet?
You've done him there.
He's not unboxed yet, has he? Pro's living in a pigsty. Don't fucking say anything.
Fridge is a cool place to hang out.
It's a good joke, that.
What's the other bit?
The freezer.
Not as cool as the freezer.
Yeah.
Let's fork.
That's
nice.
Good.
Yeah,
nice to see
brilliant.
You.
Yeah?
Cormory.
Knife to see you.
That's not getting me going, Max, is it?
Why have you avoided spoon?
I'm working my way through the cutlery drawer.
Ironically, it's on a plate.
Come round mine for a scissor.
Yes.
Oh, that's
good, because you've got a fanny as well.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
What have you and my Hoover got in common?
Tell me.
Full of crap.
Hey Doris, what have you and my Hoover got in common?
I don't know, tell me.
I'd quite like to fly tip you.
Well, I'll take that, son.
What have you and my Henry Hoover got in common?
What?
Both got a big old smile on your face.
Nah. What have you and my Hoover got in common?
What have we got in common?
Something about the old bag needing taken
out.
Oh,
no! Yeah. Oh, that's annoying. Yeah, it's good. Very good.
Sorry.
What have you and my Hoover got in common, Doris?
I don't know, Callard, what do we have in common?
I got you for free off one of the neighbours.
I feel like this is going one way now, and it's not very in favour of
What have you and my Hoover got in common? Proper dusty, mate.
Yeah, that's
good.
What have you and my Hoover got in common?
What we got in common?
My dog doesn't like you.
That's good. That's a good one.
Is it? Is that making you...
It's not... Well,
what have you and my Hoover got in common?
Joke thief.
Beat him up.
What we got in common?
Just broken inside.
Oh.
Doris, what have you and my Hoover got in common? Only takes one finger to turn you on.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's really the best one,
Callard. Yes. You've seduced me.
Yes, Doris.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
That's very good. Yeah, well done, mate.
Oh, yes, please.
I actually use my foot sometimes.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Henry the Hoover.
What have you and my Hoover got in common?
Tell me.
I can't wait to pull the plug.
Fuck off. That's awful.
Sorry, Doris.
What have you and my the Hoover that I found outside my house got in common?
Stink.
Go on.
Man fucking left it on the curbside, mate.
That's fucking horrible.
Sorry, Doris. Yeah. We're done here now.
I can't think of
any of us got you wet?
Khaled must have.
100%. Yeah,
Khaled did, but I must say that the rest of you lads have kind of made me want to not trust the man ever again.
That sounds like a you problem.
Good. Men are pigs.
This is why I am the most eligible bachelor in the group, I think, with cold bars like that.
Coldest bars.
Just a little bit of an ick there for the listeners, but thankfully you've left it to the end.
God, I've given them the ick, yeah. They won't be watching at this point.
Are you ready for the ick, my love?
Tell the home run.
No, it needs to be Ryan. Sorry, Ryan.
Oh, yeah, fair.
That's all right.
Anyway, thank you very much for watching the Valentine special. I hope you loved it.
Love.
Enough of the puns. I've been joined by Khaled Gale.
Khaled.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, you got the clap, Khaled.
Oh, I got the clap, boy.
Max Monty Smith.
Hey, guys, what a pleasure it's been for all of you.
That's so true. Ethan J.
Thank you.
World's best producer.
And the sex machine, Ryan Lack.
Lock and load.
What have you and Mahoover got in common? Stuck me cock in both.
Please don't put any of the rest of the Hoover stuff in.
Don't even put the final question in.